Okay, so in this video, we are going to look at creating avatars or AI influencers or visual agents or talking head AIs, as they're also known. And this is, you know, a pretty new technology. And so there's kind of not really a formal name for it. But essentially what we're talking about is a talking head AI whereby we upload a picture, typically an AI generated picture, and we then either give the AI agent a script to record to create a simple video, or in some cases we can actually conversate with the talking head AI and actually use it as kind of an assistant or an AI agent, as it were. Although we're not going to be able to get the AI to do a ton of things, it's more just for having a fun conversation with. But really the main use case for this is to create engaging videos that are going to stand out either on a website as a sales video or on social media as a promotional video. So this is a really exciting and useful technology for us to kind of dive in and take a look at. So these AI avatars are talking head videos, which are generated by AI. And really the immediate use case for this is that it means you don't have to be on camera because the AI is the one that's on camera. And the cool thing about this is because it's so kind of new and because you can really kind of get creative with the way that you use them, with the voice, with the scripts, with the image, you know, these can be really, really engaging. Very, very good for kind of short videos, short sales videos, promotional videos. I use it as kind of a good default content fallback. So when I don't really want to spend a lot of time editing up a video, I don't want to be on camera, certainly. That's something I've never really done. And I just want to create kind of a quick video. These are one of my go-tos. And of course, the technology is so new and so nascent that this is just the beginning of this, and it's only going to get better. And so there's really two paths that I advise that you take here when creating your talking head video. And these are kind of the extreme paths, okay? So if you go in the middle, you will end up with a kind of uncanny valley scenario where it's not quite realistic and it's not quite obviously AI and abstract. It's kind of somewhere in the middle and it kind of doesn't really work. So we either want to go 100% believable human, which we can do with the current technology, or we want to go bizarre, eye-catching kind of AI-generated video, which can work just as well, and in my experience, can actually work better than the believable human because it's so weird, so engaging. It's going to pull people into your video, into your message, which as marketers is something that we definitely want to do. So either extreme can work, but somewhere in the middle is not where we want to be. Now, to do this does require a few specific AI tools, and it's not super duper cheap, okay? It's about $1 per minute generally. This is something that's built into Agent X, by the way, but to do it outside of Agent X, it will cost about $1 per minute. And, you know, these are subscription tools. It's pretty kind of powerful, pretty heavy duty AI software, but you do need to pay to play. And then obviously the last thing to bear in mind is this is just the beginning. This is very early tech. And so this is just going to get better and better. But it's just really, really exciting. And it's even now in its early stages, it's still very, very useful. So here's how we do this. Here's how we make these AI influencer talking heads avatar videos. Here are the steps. So we're going to use a few AI tools that will chain together. Or as I say, the AI agents can automate the whole thing. It's going to cost us around $1 per minute, but it is, in my experience, highly worth it. When you consider that you could, you know, create an entirely new 2 or 3 minute promotional video or a sales video even, and I have used these for sales videos, by the way, and it's just going to cost you a couple of dollars. That is, you know, substantially cheaper than paying a traditional video editor hundreds or thousands of dollars. So anyway, here's what we're going to want to do. Firstly, we will want to create an image with Midjourney, and we'll want to make sure that it's in 9:6 shape, which is the default aspect ratio of, you know, YouTube. It's not vertical. It's the same format, the same aspect ratio that this video is in. You can see it is 9:6 height. So you want to make sure that that's the aspect ratio that you're using with Midjourney. Now, some tools will actually crop that down and, you know, give us a square video at the end. But basically, we want to start off with a 9:6 shape. We'll also want to make sure that the eyes and mouth are visible. And so We can't have our guy wearing sunglasses. We can't have him with a face mask on. The mouth and the eyes need to be visible in order for this to work and in order for the AI to kind of recognize the face and know what to animate. And then we just want to create an image of someone in Midjourney. So it could be a woman, it could be a man, it could be a robot, it could be pretty much anyone in any scene, provided that their face is actually visible. And also, obviously, not too far away. If it's, you know, only a small percentage of the image, then the AI won't be able to kind of spot the face and won't be able to animate it. And then secondly, we want to create a script. And ideally, what we want to do with our script here is theme the script to the image so that it makes sense and it stands out. And to kind of explain what I mean by this, if we created, let's say we were promoting a website that's a diet website, we might, let's say that the product we're creating is a GPT-powered personal trainer, then we might want to have our avatar image be a bodybuilder who has a cyborg body, for example, and put him in a futuristic gym. And so our prompt for Midjourney might be a futuristic, super-muscled, a cyborg humanoid bodybuilder robot in futuristic muscle gym, making sure that it's a 9x6 shape. We run that and then we end up with our image of like this, you know, robot cyborg bodybuilder who looks really, really eye-catching and cool. And then what we'll do is we'll go over to GPT and we'll ask it to give us a script, or we can write it ourselves, which is uses a lot of words that kind of relate to that. And so, for example, the script might say something along the lines of, do you want to transform your body like a super powerful futuristic cyborg? Something like that. And, you know, it's immediately going to be eye-catching. It fits with the theme of what the image is. And it's going to stand out. It's kind of going to justify why we have this bizarre image, because that is the sort of direction we've taken in our marketing. So you need to think about this thematically for it all to kind of make sense and for the whole thing to glue together. And then thirdly, we're going to create our voice, which we can do either with 11 Labs or with Play HT, which is my latest go-to AI voice tool. And again, ideally, we want our voice to be congruent with the person. We kind of ideally have found, I've started to look more and more at weird voices because, you know, there's a lot of people now doing these AI voices. I've found that actually some of the most engaging voices have unusual kind of tonalities. So they're either extremely, extremely deep or very, very high-pitched, or they have unusual accents, maybe an Eastern European accent or an African accent. Generally, the more kind of unusual they are, the more eye-catching the whole thing is, and the more people are likely to be engaged and to kind of be absorbed into the sales message. But we want to create a voice. It needs to kind of be congruent with what the image looks like. And then at this point, we have our voiceover, which is recording our script, which is an MP3 file. We have our image, which is the avatar image. And then what we're going to do is we are going to import this image and this MP3 file into one of the following tools. And so here are the different tools that you can currently use to create these AI influencer talking head avatar videos. So the first one is DID, which is kind of the original tool which actually started doing these talking head videos. I found DID is the simplest, the best, the easiest to use for non-real avatars. So these are avatar images which, you know, are quite clearly not intended to be believable, like our cyborg bodybuilder. And these are the ones that I tend to use. I like to have fun with the themes and create some really eye-catching videos. And DID is kind of my go-to. They have a few plans. Again, it's not super-duper cheap, but given the kind of content you can create, I do recommend you take a look at it. The second one that I'll recommend is HeyGen version 2. Now, you'll notice I didn't say HeyGen. I specifically am calling out HeyGen version 2 because they actually have two versions. The first version is kind of not really any better than DID, if I'm completely honest. The second version is absolutely excellent and is very, very believable to the point where if you put time into it, it essentially is almost indistinguishable from an actual real-life actor using these tools. The problem, though, is you do need, with version 2, you do need permission, so you'll need a video of the person that you want to clone actually saying, yes, this is me, my name's Ted, and I confirm that HeyGen can clone my likeness, which if you're the one doing it, of course, and you're, you know, looking to replace yourself as a video actor, then that's completely fine. You can do that, you know. But for me, for example, I don't want to be the one that appears on video. I could maybe pay an actor to do that. But I'm quite happy using DID with these non-real kind of avatar images. But if you do want to use a real human, and that real human is you or an actor who you can get to grant permission, then HeyGen version 2 is very, very good. And following on from that, there is another tool which is called arcads.ai. And this one is really, if you want to get like human, realistic human level videos, in particular for social media, for Instagram, for TikTok, then Arcads AI is absolutely excellent, and it's going to give you human level avatar videos, kind of like TikTok style, you know, where the person's like, the influencer's like holding up the camera, talking into the phone, and kind of having a whinge about something or whatever it is. Those kind of real videos, if you don't want to pay an influencer to do that, you don't want to do it yourself, these are very, very, very good. And what they've done is they've basically hired a load of actors, got them to record a load of videos to make sure the model's well-trained. And I think they're actually using HeyGen version 2. And the reason I bring that up is I think the pricing is like $1.50 per minute. So I suppose that 50 cents is their margin on top of version 2. But it is, you know, a shortcut. And in particular, if you want to create realistic actual influencer videos for TikTok, then this could be one to look at. And then you also have Agent X as well, which is just a great shortcut to create these avatar videos, which will do the whole thing in one go. And of course, Agent X does automate a lot of things, but I generally use Agent X to create my videos, just because it's so much quicker than having to faff around with this, you know, this workflow here. I can just do it in one single task. But then there are many more as well. We also have Runway Runway ML, which does this lip syncing. We have Pika Labs, and there are many, many more that allow us to create these type of videos. So you can check all of them out. The simplest one is going to be Agent X or Arcads AI. But you can also check out DID and HeyGen, or you can, if you're using any of these other tools, you can check those out, and they have lip sync tools as well, although not as powerful as DID in my experience. But again, I would consider the theme. My default is to go and create a weird image with Midjourney, something thematic related to what I want to sell, and use that user's specific voice, and then use DID, or simply to just use the agents. So this is a very exciting technology. I definitely recommend you check it out, and now you know how to do it.